person was very sick, he said, please call my relatives when it's permitted to tell a goy or even hire a goy to tell him that you come right after Shabbos to calm down this toilet. Yeah. But permitting this Amir La'akum, not permitting to do melacha for such a thing. One is allowed to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael from a goy on Shabbos because of mitzvahs issued in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Ramah, very Makudish, take Ramah that says that writing in a foreign language is only Issa de Rabban, very big Kurdish. Most of Yisraelim disagree with that. It means you're writing something which is comprehensible. It is Issa de Rabban. So, if he does bring such opinions, suppose the Issa de Rabban, you might ask the Goy, make a deal with the Goy, and have the Goy even write up a contract on Shabbos. But since he's writing it in a foreign language, it's considered a double shul, which is permitted over mitzvah. As we said, this is a that if you don't have nothing to rely on to treat writing in English or another language as isidrabon, we treat it as isidraisa. But as far as buying a house from a goy, it's Israel, you could still have the goy write the document because you will rely on the sheikhs at home, and a meal akum, even by an isidraisa, is permitted for this special. It's, even though normally we do not rely on that, and normally in order for a mitzvah we have to have Terabona, another Telegoita is doing it in Terabona, Telegoita is in Terabona, Terabona, and self mitzvah is not permitted, but the issue there is as well as permitted.